temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, I did some texting during the break. Jason Mackey and Noah Hiles, and asked, do we know who's starting for the Pirates today? And Noah says he does not know. He's going to start digging. His guess is it's a bullpen game. And then Mackey said either opening with Ortiz as the bulk guy or Martin Perez is coming back. So
there we go.
I think it's probably going to be the bullpen game. We talked about that yesterday, and you made a really good point. Like, they've won these games with the bullpen game. It's not like the Rays are a great team. And if you give Martin Perez a little bit more time, then, I mean, that's only going to help him.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt him. Real quick, before we dive into what the Penguins did yesterday, are you ever scrolling through Twitter, Doran, and then, like, a video of Salma Hayek pops up?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, from Dust Till Dawn.
Oh, my God.
Right? Whenever she's walking across the stage. You never seen Dust Till Dawn. Good movie.
I've never seen it. I now really, really want to watch it.
I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yes, it is. With George Clooney, like, gawking up at her?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Crazy movie.
And she looks good now.
Yes.
This is the Twitter algorithm in 2024.
Good for her. She's really she's in the category with J-Lo now. Then and now. Almost looks better now than they did then.
Do you put Jennifer Aniston in that category?
Yes.
Do you put Clooney in that category?
Yes.
I agree.
Aged like fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who's, I can't believe his name is escaping me, from Remember the Titans. The
Denzel.
Denzel, same kind of deal.
Yes.
We got to be equal opportunity here. We can't just name the ladies.
Right.
Those guys aged well. Leo Nye.
Or just the white people.
All right. Can't do that.
Equal opportunity.
No, I mean, good
you
point.
You had to throw Denzel in there.
I did have to throw
Will
Denzel.
Smith. Will Smith has, I mean, he looks, I mean, looks like he's barely aged.
Yeah, he does look good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one you just said before I cut you off?
Clooney.
No.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Oh, I forget.
No.
That's
oh,
gonna
no,
happen.
Leo.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good for like a regular person, but he's slipped a little bit.
Yeah, him and Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is cool.
Yes.
Johnny Depp just exudes I'm cooler than anybody who's in this room right now.
This past weekend, I finally got into Pirates of the Caribbean. I'd never seen it before. And I started watching them this weekend.
So, did you watch the first one?
Yes.
Did you watch the second one?
Like halfway through.
First of all, Keira Knightley, marry me. Second of all, the first Pirates of the Caribbean is incredible.
It's insane.
It's a really good movie.
Uh-huh.
And he is fabulous in that. I wonder if he won anything for that.
I don't know, but I think that they're going to make another one, and I think he's on board after since all this stuff with him and Amber Heard.
They're going to make another one?
I think.
I don't think he's got a lot of money anymore.
I don't think so either.
Start knocking out Pirates of the Caribbean. You'll get that money real quick.
Yeah. I mean, if he did his royalties right, I mean, he should have a lot of money.
Orlando Bloom probably aging well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, and you can text us about people who are still hot at 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. One more that popped into my head, who looks better now than like 20 years ago, is Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Paul Rudd got all slapped up, and the jawline just got better and better.
He's aging backwards.
He is. He's Benjamin Button.
So is what's his name too from Ozark?
Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Yes.
Aging backwards.
But he's the same guy in every movie, isn't he? Every TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen Arrested Development, have you?
No.
Oh, he's really good in that. But he's basically the same character in that he is in Ozark. But in Arrested Development, he's just like this good straight guy. And then in the other movie, he's like, in the other show, he's you know, he's murdering people, Marty, for God's sakes.
What about Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise looks good.
Yeah.
I think he's got work done,
that's fine.
I don't begrudge any.
You got money, do it.
Yeah, we're way off the reservation here, but like,
whatever.
If you're an athlete and you're 37 and you're Andrew McCutcheon, you got to do certain things to keep your body going. If you're an entertainer and part of your selling point is you look good, you got to keep looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you start out as Jonah Hill, you never need to look good. You're just going to get cast in Jonah Hill roles. But if you're a hot guy, you got to keep being hot.
But now Jonah Hill's lost weight and he's not in Jonah Hill roles anymore. He gets mad about it.
Jonah Hill gets pissed off when you talk about his weight.
Right.
And I guess I get that.
But he's skinny, though.
Texter, Pharrell Williams.
Oh, yeah. Like, he literally looks exactly the same from whenever I was in high school.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
People saying Reese Witherspoon, Rob Lowe,
yes.
Heidi Klum.
Yes.
Was all Heidi yeses. Klum, I think Heidi Klum was on that Hot Wings thing. The Hot Ones?
Well, yeah, whenever they have to eat them. And
yeah. And she knows exactly what she's doing. She's wearing like a blazer with just a bra underneath, and she's like cooling herself down.
Kate Beckinsale looks pretty good for her age.
Callis, can you add anybody to this conversation? Or are you falling asleep back there?
No opinions.
Halle Berry.
Always.
I can go forever.
Someone texted in John Travolta. Totally disagree on that one.
But listen, if you look at a picture of John Travolta now, you don't realize how old he actually is. He's in his 70s, I think.
Oh, well, then he looks good.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's in his 70s. He looks pretty good.
Do you remember when he was at the Academy Awards and they were giving one away?
He's 70 years old.
Okay, he does look good.
Yeah.
Remember when he was at the Academy Awards and he had to give an award to Idina Menzel for Frozen and he called her Adele Dazeem? That's one of the all-time Bengren moments. Okay, you can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. The Penguins hand out a contract yesterday to Alex Nedeljkovic. $2.5 million for a couple of years, and while Nedeljkovic, for a stretch down the stretch, was very good, it also appeared to me that he petered out at the end. You got everything you could get out of that guy. In no world should you be paying Tristan Jarry and Alex Nedeljkovic a combined $8 million. Not when, going into that move, you only had $13 million in salary cap space. You now have $11 million, and you're paying two goalies $8 million. They have to be trading Tristan Jarry, do they not?
Yeah, that's the conversation. Like, that's what they're telling us. And Joel Blomquist, I guess, is the guy that they're hoping can make a jump and maybe be that number two. I don't know what the whole situation is, or maybe they go get somebody. I don't know, but I do know almost for certain that Tristan Jarry is going to be on his way. I mean, you don't make this move. And especially what Dubas said about Nedeljkovic at the end of the season almost came at him.
That's exactly right. And in his last 10 games, by the way, Joel Blomquist, who's a big-time prospect for the Penguins in the playoffs, had a 9-11 save percentage, 92 save percentage, which is really good, obviously. And they said they were going to pay attention to what he did in the playoffs to see if he'd be ready for this year. He did not really praise Nedeljkovic, right, all that much. But if it would make a ton of sense to me if you wouldn't be paying Blomquist a lot of money, and if you platoon him and Nedeljkovic, like 40-ish games, and then as Blomquist gets better and gets more, you know, gets used to the NHL level, if you want to start giving him more starts down the stretch, that makes sense. It's actually a way they could create more salary cap space for themselves.
Right.
Is Nedeljkovic fades away into your number two goalie over the course of the year, but he's a 1A, 1B thing at the beginning of the year. If you trade Jarry, that's $5.375 million off the books. Another guy that they're going to consider trading, definitely consider trading, is Riley Smith.
Yes.
But I think we'll get to that coming up in a second here, because there's something Yoey wrote yesterday. I got to find it here. Players that that the Penguins are trying to move and they're looking at acquiring. But I think there would actually oddly be a market for Jarry because, look, he's not healthy. He's played 9 playoff games. Those playoff games have not been good. But when he's healthy in the regular season, he's generally a pretty good goalie. He's a multiple-time All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're a goalie star franchise and you think, okay, we've got crap, or we could go with the guy who's not crap and not really breaking the bank from a goalie standpoint, salary cap-wise, I do think you're not going to get a lot for him, but you could move on from him. There will be takers. And I don't know that you need to bring in AHL tweener prospects, or I don't know that you need to bring in a third line center. I don't know that that's realistic, but I think we've seen all that we need to see with Jarry here. And so I do think it would be a little bit addition by subtraction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Moving on from Tristan Jarry.
Yeah.
And I know that Sullivan has purportedly and reportedly really liked the guy, but he didn't like him enough to play him down the stretch last year.
That is true, too.
People are texting in and saying Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Has aged well.
He has. Yes.
Does Eddie Murphy get enough credit for his role of Donkey in Shrek?
No, he doesn't need it because he just has so many. I mean, he might be one of the most gifted actors of all time.
Yes.
Like, gifted-wise. I mean, he played in a movie. And there was about 5 characters in the movie, and he played all the characters.
Yes.
In the clumps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's gifted.
One of the best stand-up comedians of all time.
Stand-up.
And he's an excellent actor. Some of these stand-up guys, they go in, stand-up ladies, they go in, and like Sarah Silverman.
Right.
Is she a good actress? No. Is she funny? Absolutely. He was both. Is both.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Murphy.
All time.
This from Josh Yowie in The Athletic. Gensel is not returning to Raleigh, he writes. Is there a chance he could return to Pittsburgh? I recently spoke with a person close to Gensel and granted them anonymity so they could speak freely. The verdict? Gensel would love to return to Pittsburgh, and there's a chance it happens, but only a small chance.
Wow.
I don't want to out Yowie here, but I'll say what I know. Jake Gensel's brother was out texting everyone. And DMing everyone when Jake was traded to Carolina. Like, he was blowing everyone up. Jake is pissed, yada, yada, yada. Kind of became the anonymous source for everybody. Now, he didn't DM me, so I have no problem airing him out like this. So I don't know that that's who Josh is talking to. Josh is absolutely tapped in a way that not a lot of beat writers are. Like, I think Josh is as good a beat writer for his respective sport as there is in the city and as there probably is in the country. So it might not be coming from Gensel's brother, but it also might be coming from Gensel's brother. And so what I'm telling you is, if Yowie is reporting there is a chance, there is a chance.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
I would love that, but for the right price. I mean, what's he going
to
command?
8 to 10.
And what do they have now?
11. But that's where you got to move on from Riley Smith. That's where you got to move on
from Jarry.
From Tristan Jarry. And if you move on from Riley Smith, he's 5 mil. Tristan Jarry, you can get an extra $10 million in cap space with just those two departures. That would make up the there money you that you need for Jake Gensel. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Second.
Because then you think about it.
And you got Bunting. Like, I mean,
yes.
You kind of almost swindled the whole process. They didn't. So they got, what, a second round pick now for Gensel? Because they didn't make it to the
cup. They didn't win the cup. Yeah.
If they would have won the cup, they would have got a first round pick. So you got a second round pick out of it. If you could get Gensel back at $10 million, and then you got Bunting as well.
All of a sudden, you're deeper. You've got Crosby's preferred winger back. Bunting and Malkin look good together.
Not bad.
Malkin played a lot better hockey whenever he had Bunting on his wing. And then Drew O'Connor can kind of be your floater guy.
For sure.
I don't hate that at all. And, man, this is so tough because would Jake come for a little bit of a discount when this is his only opportunity to really cash in?
Well, then that's where you rely on Crosby trying to sway him to come back for the
yes. Yes.
Or Crosby's up for a deal, right?
Yes. And Yowie wrote about that too.
I could see Crosby though being like, listen, I'll take a little bit less. For Gensel, if you bring him back. I could see him doing that. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but I could see him. I mean, if that's his boy.
You know
and
what?
He wants him back. Listen, I'll sacrifice some of mine for you.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that coming up next, because the last I saw reported about Crosby is he wanted a little bit of a raise to 10 mil.
Right.
But if he could stay at 887. All right, we'll get into this coming up next. Hockey Talk in June, let's go! Mm-hmm. Some Steelers and NFL stuff on the way. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Pirates will make a move before the MLB trade?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Deadline. We'll get back to Gensel and his potential return to the Penguins in a moment, but we were talking about people who have aged well in the last segment, and folks apparently liked it because they blew up the text line with names. And here's one that's reoccurring. Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah.
I sniffed again.
You did.
I did the thing again. She's in Spider-Man as Aunt May.
Yeah, Aunt May.
And they're always making jokes about his hot aunt, and she's 59, Aunt May is. That's a hell of a shout.
Dolly Parton.
Yes. Yes.
Martha Stewart.
Well, just ask Mulsey.
Yeah.
Mulsey, a big Martha Stewart fan, yeah.
Jane Fonda. She's like 90. No, she's like 80-something, but she looks really good for her age. She might be number one for me.
Jane Fonda looks very good.
How old is she?
86.
Right. Insane.
Dolly Parton's a good shout, though, too, man. She was did she sing the national anthem?
I think so.
For the Super Bowl, is that what it was?
Or she performed or something.
And she had abs.
Right. I think she performed, yeah.
Dolly Parton is 78 years old, and she's got abs. Are you going to have abs at 78?
No.
Are you going to make it to 78?
No.
I don't think I'm making it that far either. You can keep texting in people who are aging well at 412-928-9370. Sophia Vergara, that's what happened there, is another text I got.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. She's one that actually at like 45 in Modern Family looked better than whenever she broke in at around 20.
No doubt.
Another texter. You're literally naming every celebrity that has millions of dollars worth of plastic surgery done. Some of them, yeah, but a lot of them, no. I mean, they've all got some level of work, and they have nutrition, and they have all that, but
who the hell else are we supposed to name?
That's
right. The point of the conversation.
Well, here's one, Ron Cook, and I don't disagree.
He does look good for his age.
He looks good for his age. Yeah, he does. Bob Pompeiani also got a shout. I think Bob looks
Larry
good for his age. Larry Richard?
Yes.
Yes, very much so. All right, 412-928-9370. If, like Josh Yohe's reporting, there is at least a chance of Gensel coming back. I like what you said in the end of the last segment, Doran, you would have to think Crosby would take a smidge of a discount. Now, Brady did that. Crosby did that his entire career. I mean, Crosby could have been making 12, 13 million bucks. He's been on 8.75 million. That is an honestly under-discussed thing. Like, where would they be without him doing that? Malkin, without him making less over the course of his career than he could have. He was up around 9.5. For most of his career, Crosby at 8.75, those guys could have been up north of $10 million. They should have been up north of $10 million. And so if you want to get Gensel for 10, maybe Crosby comes back for his same number. But the reports that I've seen from like Rossi and Yohe is that Crosby actually wants to make 10 in his next contract, which I don't blame him for that, I guess.
If I were Fenway Sports Group and Crosby would want more money, and there was a discussion around bringing Jake Guentzel back, and if he could take a discount to bring him back, I'd offer Crosby a stake in the company.
Like Lemieux.
Yeah. Keep him around forever.
I don't know if you can do that.
Lemieux played.
I know. I don't know if you can do that anymore now.
Are you sure?
No, not at all. Not close to sure. I know that they ran into issues with that with Brady in the NFL. I think Crosby can be part of this organization until the end of time if he wants to be.
Well, for sure. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can. So somebody text in and tell us if you can or not. But, like, that's an avenue I would explore for him to take less money but give him more, you know, stakes in the company.
I mean, if I want to bring Guentzel back and you reach out to his representation and Guentzel says, yeah, I'm open to this, I would bring Crosby in and say, hey, are you sure you want to go up above 10? Are you sure you want to do that? And if the answer is yes, then I would try to explore some kind of creative avenue. Sure.
If you're Crosby and you know how upset he was about Guentzel and you bring that to the table, like, hey, we can get, and he's probably in communication with Jake. Obviously he's texting back and forth. Like, hey, if I do this, will you do that? And Jake's like, yes, absolutely. Like, how will Crosby say no? I can't see him saying no.
No, you tug at his heartstrings a little bit.
Right. A million or two less.
And you're not asking him to take a pay decrease. You're, uh-huh. You're just asking him to stay what he's been the entirety of his career. Someone texted in William Shatner at 93, and I would agree with that.
Yeah.
That Michael Shatner's Myers. Done well.
Michael Myers. Did you know that?
He was Michael Myers?
That's the face. That's the mask, is his face.
Shatner's face?
Yes.
I never knew that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, that's where they got the design from.
I heard a podcast that Shatner was on not that long ago. One of the funniest people I've ever.
Really?
Yeah. Just off the cuff wit. You know, and then you think about Betty White and her laughter and how long she lived. Laughter, the best medicine, Doran. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Right. He laughs. He's a good laugh.
He does. That's not the one we're looking for. No. My wife has said that you have a good laugh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have different laughs.
You do. I have a terrible laugh. It sucks. I hate it. I'm sure anytime I listen back for air check purposes or I'm listening to us say, hey, how did that go? Which I do fairly infrequently. I always get mad at myself for that. It sucks, but you can't. I mean, you can't regrow it. You have your laugh, and that's all you got. It's better when I laugh so hard that nothing comes out, and it just comes out of nowhere too. No warning. It sucks.
You'll be looking at your computer all quiet in here, and I'll just be like in my phone. You're like.
All right, give us a ring at 412-928-9370. Best caller on this topic gets a pair of tickets to the Pirates game on July 5th at PNC Park, 6:40 p.m. Bucko Luau weekend at PNC Park, Doran. Enjoy some fun baseball in the sun all weekend long. That's what it told me to read. All weekend long. It'll be fun in the sun. We just saw our friend PJ Comanchik, who is the grand poobah of all things KDKA AM, and he's wearing a flowery summer button-up t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls it off, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He could pull anything off. He's got some swag to him.
You gotta have swag to wear that.
Yes.
I was at a grad party last weekend, and someone was wearing one of the button-up Pirates Hawaiian shirts from last year, one of their giveaways, and it looked so cool, and I wanted to wear it, and my wife said, you would look like an old man who likes to bowl if I wore that thing. All right, so best caller on this topic at 412-928-9370 will win a pair of tickets to Luau Weekend at PNC Park July 5th. ESPN did an anonymous poll of players and asked if they're in favor of a 18-game schedule. And only 46% of players said yes. Now, I don't know how many players they surveyed. There's 53 rostered guys on every team. There's practice squads. There's 90-man rosters in the offseason. So this might not be a legitimate cross-section, but I'll ask you, Doran, do you like an 18-game schedule? Would you?
If I was a player?
Yeah.
No, that's just too much. I mean, you already took away a preseason game, then you're going to add another game. I think that is just too much. It's such a long season as it is. 17 games was a lot. You know, if you think about it, if I put myself back in my playing shoes, like that would have been a lot. So this would have been too much. And then you got the playoffs. I mean, So you're essentially extending it another week. I mean, you're going all the way into almost the end of February.
Yes, you are.
If you make it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long season.
It's a very long season. And I used to be anti any expansion of this. I didn't at first like the 17-game schedule. I didn't like adding extra playoff teams in the NFL because I thought it watered down what is, in my mind, a 16-game perfect regular season where every game means so much. I mean, I remember being, driving back and forth from Morgantown to Pittsburgh on weekends in my freshman year of college, and the Steelers would lose, and my dad and I would be like crestfallen the entire hour and 15-minute drive that they lost. Like, it would ruin our week because it was 16 games and everything mattered. And I thought if you went to 17 games, it would matter less. I thought at the time, if it goes 18 games, it would matter less. Now I just want more football. And I understand why 46% of the players, thus meaning 54% of the players, wouldn't want to do it. I get it from the player standpoint. Like, you would make more money, but those games hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recovery is hard, and that is such a long season. But from a fan standpoint, I have now gone 180. More playoff teams means Super Wild Card Weekend is awesome. More games, more football. I don't think I'm ever going to cry about
that. No, I'm okay with it now. Yeah.
Now that you're out of the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with it now. I want more football. Like, I mean, think about right now. Like, I'm just, you get around, like, after the Super Bowl, it's, like, depressing. It's like, oh, man, we got to wait all the way until August for football. And then it gets really, really depressing, like, now, because you're, like, itching for it. So if you extend it a little bit longer, I mean, that takes away a little bit of other things.
I mean, the offseason just shrinks.
Yeah.
And from our standpoint, from talk radio standpoint, our hot time of the year gets extended.
Mm-hmm.
So selfishly, I like it. But, you know, I used to be in the camp of less is more, and now I'm in the camp of more is more. And, yeah, the revenue will trickle down to the players. You would like to see the players, at least I know I would, I'm sure you would agree, would like to see it be, you know, a 51-49 split instead of a 52-48 split. Like, you got to give players more chunk of the pie if you're going to have them play more games. Now, what Roger Goodell told Pat McAfee in front of the fans at the NFL draft was, well, you'll cut down the preseason to two games. Well, Deshaun Elliott and Minkah Fitzpatrick of the Steelers, in this Brooke Pryor piece, they're both vehemently against this. And Minkah Fitzpatrick made a good point. You cut the preseason back by a game. Well, guys like Minkah, they're not playing in the preseason in that final game anyhow. So it's not like his body gets saved. But, you know, for other players, like guys who are on the cut line, the, you know, players who aren't making $20 million a mm-hmm. season, you're going to wind up making more money with the extra regular season game than the extra preseason game.
Right. Right.
So where do you come down on this? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. If the NFL goes to 18 games, and they're going to do it. Like, mm-hmm. it's going to happen at some point. As a fan, do you like it? Or are you in the less is more category? 412-928-9370. Best caller on this wins two tickets to the Bucco game on July 5th at PNC Park for Bucco Luau weekend. One other thing I wanted to get to here, Doran, quickly. I just saw this on the old Twitter timeline here. Huh. Louisiana Raging Cajun football, they're going to sell $2 natural light beers at all of their home games.
Really?
$2. What did we see yesterday? The cheapest NFL beer is
$6. $6. I think it was Detroit.
Oh, my God.
I think.
That's a hell of a move.
Yeah.
By them. You want to get people to pack your stadium, but you're not the biggest thing in the state. You're not even close. You're not LSU. $2 natural lights?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find that at bars.
Nope.
You find that at a ball game? That's awesome. What is it at Steeler games? $9?
$10.
It's
$10.
Oh, my God. I mean, think about it. When we talk about these NFL salary caps with the quarterbacks,
does that mean all the prices are going to go up?
Everything's right. Going to go up. You know, 18 games gets factored into all that, TV rights.
I already know it's going to happen.
Tell me.
Like, when the salary cap goes up, and if you want to start exploring, like, other avenues, as we discussed yesterday, with different salary caps for different players and quarterbacks and things of that nature, you're going to see stadiums be built with less seats and more boxes.
Absolutely.
there's going to be like, you're probably just going to have like a lower bowl of seats, and you're in a way to go to the game anymore. You're going to have to buy a season or a game worth of a box, which is going to be like 25 grand. And there's people out there that will do that.
Oh, yeah. All kind of corporate
sponsors. The regular people that would like to go to experience a game and not have to break the bank, that work hard all week, they're going to be SOL, you know, poop out of luck, because it's going to be all the high rollers that buy up, all the corporate businesses that buy up all these boxes to go to these games, and you're just not going to be able to afford to go to games anymore.
Man, even now at Acrisure, which is kind of like a throwback now. I mean, it's been 23, 24 years. I mean, think about it. Three River Stadium only existed for 30 years. Even now, you go to a Steeler game now, and Steelers fans are great, but it's not what it used to be. You used to walk up in there in the early 2000s, and that place rocked. Now, the teams were better,
mm-hmm.
but even now, you have priced out some of your diehards.
Mm-hmm.
And you are absolutely right about that, and you're going to see more domes.
Yep, I've heard a little inkling that the Acrisure Stadium may be headed in that direction as well, as of what I just said.
With the suites, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they're going to tear down and rebuild.
No, they're going to do some things that I heard.
Yeah, some upgrades.
Yes,
and I heard maybe like do some stuff with the concourses because that needs absolute work. You're also seeing now in college football, it's going to happen just this year, where you're going to have sponsorships, companies' names on the field.
Yeah.
So like at the 25-yard line, it'll be like, I don't know, Renewal by Anderson. Mm-hmm. Aha, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Hampton Beer Outlet, something mm-hmm. like that.
Maybe jerseys too.
Jerseys, it's absolutely going to happen. The Big 12 just, they're not going to be the Big 12 anymore. Right. They're going to be the All-State 12.
Is that what it is, or are you just joking?
It's either All-State 12. The two I've heard is All-State 12 or the AT&T 12, which is hokey, and it seems silly, but I have no problem with it.
No problem, no.
You got to find, especially now when everyone's going to have to pay their players, like you need to find a way to bring in more revenue. Like, I know West Virginia, the Coliseum, doesn't have a name sponsor. You need to get on that.
Mm-hmm.
Milan Puskar Stadium, Mountaineer Field, there's no sponsor. You need to get on. Every school needs to do that. I mean, you already have the Chris Bickle 97 coach, Pat Narduzzi. Will there ever be a point? I'm totally serious about this. I heard this on a podcast the other day. Will there ever be a point where it's like the Oklahoma AT&T Cowboys? Like, honestly, I think you might get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know.
Yeah, like the UPMC Pitt Panthers.
Yes.
Probably.
What else has not been tagged? And so from a revenue standpoint, you've still got NIL, you've still got the people who want to donate to the university, but you got to find a way now to get an extra revenue stream to be paying these players.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We kind of dovetailed into something else there, but give us a call, 412-928-9370, on an 18-game schedule in the NFL. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Indifferent? 412-928-9370. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to the Bucco game on July 5th. You want to see the NFL go to an 18-game schedule? 412-928-9370. Brooke Pryor of ESPN, among some of the other ESPN reporters, they did some anonymous polling of players, and 46% of them say, yeah. 54% of the people polled, players polled, say no. One thing that was texted in, Doran, that absolutely has to happen, if you're going to go 18 games, you got to get a second bye week.
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
Yeah.
Imagine getting like a week 6 bye and you got to play, what, 12 more games after that?
Yeah, definitely a second bye week. No doubt.
You would be playing basically a full college season after your bye week.
Yep.
Like, these rookies, there's already a rookie wall. Like, imagine that. Joe in the car, do you like an 18-game schedule?
No.
Why?
And I'll tell you, well, here's why. It's going to get interesting when they already take games off when at the end of the season if it's meaningless. Now you're adding two more games, and if it's not worth it for them to play, you might not see a guy you want to go see. So if you're in another city or something, you're not going to see that person. If it's a meaningless game in the beginning of the season, why play your full guys?
Well, that's interesting. That, like, load management.
Right.
I mean, from an injury standpoint and just the wear and tear, you know, I don't know if it'll change much in terms of sitting guys. Like, you'll still be vying for the playoffs at that point, and yada, yada. But, like, you know, if I'm Najee Harris and I'm playing an extra game, I'm probably not going to be even close to healthy at the end of the year.
Close.
Or a quarterback or anybody. Like anybody. You're not going to be healthy at the end of the season. I'm surprised. Like, I have been there before too, but now I just want to see more football. How about Colin and Dormont? Hi, Colin.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Two quick thoughts here on the schedule news. First, if there's a truncated preseason as a result, I think actually some of the training camp and mini camp news becomes more important if guys don't have an extra game in the preseason to make an impression. So we might actually care a little bit more about mini camps and training camp news, which would be nice. But with the 18-game schedule, if they're just giving us more crappy Thursday night games, then I don't want it. I would prefer quality over quantity if it's possible.
I'll put you on hold, Colin. That's a good call.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think about like joint practices then?
You would go away with those.
You would just get it would just be a 2-game preseason.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be tougher for guys to make rosters though?
It would. Or maybe it'd be easier. Maybe you just make one play.
You don't have time to screw it up.
Screw it up. You know, you don't have time. You don't have that much, you know, of a size to say like, oh, this guy isn't consistent. Like if you go and practice and make like one play of practice and you make a touchdown or something, if you're a receiver or tight end in a preseason game, that's all you got to go off of. So why wouldn't you have him on the team?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Oh man. I know. You know who I think would actually not like this is Tomlin. Tomlin liked 4 preseason games. Can you believe they were doing 6 back at the Tunch of Wolf days?
Oh.
6 preseason, and they would play most of those games.
Crazy.
I remember one of my first ever camps, and I wasn't playing. I was just in the dorms dorm. The Steelers had the Hall of Fame game. 5 preseason games.
It's a lot.
Oh, I just wanted to puke.
It's a lot.
I can't imagine being a player.
Mm-mm.
And 5 of those things?
Well, I mean, usually it's like 2 weeks before you even play a preseason game. So when preseason used to start, like it's not like you leave camp. Like you go right back to camp after like the 3 preseason games and mm-hmm. then you're done after, you know, the 3rd preseason game, and then you still have another one. Like you're going right back to camp mode, like waking up in a dorm, 2-a-days. I mean, it is brutal, or it was brutal.
Yeah, your camp gets extended.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the things that annoyed me. It was like June 17th. It felt like they were opening camp instead of the 25th or 26th. That makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And especially with like the Steelers, you're away from your family for like 5-6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's a text. I did not think about this. Would they also increase roster sizes? You would almost have to because of the attrition.
Right.
Over 18
Maybe
games.
Maybe go to 60.
If you do that, I think you would have the NFLPA be okay with the 18-game schedule. I mean, you get more pay. Now you're paying more people. I would think that then also the practice squad would get a little bit bigger, which has also changed in recent years.
They usually bring up practice squad players for those last games if you're not in it anyway.
That's true. So maybe it's just an increase in the practice squad. I like it. I like it if you do stuff like that.
I like it if it's meaningful. Like if I'm trying to really think of a way that you could make it meaningful. Like taking a preseason game, like would you move it back? Would you slide the season back? Like would they start in August instead of September because there's a preseason game taken away? Or would you move it forward and have like that week and a half, 2 weeks, 10 days or whatever off?
You could start Memorial Day weekend. I would do that.
Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend. I'd start, which is when college football starts. Maybe. I think it's usually like the 10th, 11th, 12th. This year, I think they open on the 8th. But you go 1 week earlier, because if not, you're pushing it all the way back to the end of February.
Right.
And so you're playing games where it's going to be nasty outside, nastier than it normally is. All right, good talk.
Yeah.
Coming up next, do you think the Pirates are actually going to make a move at the deadline? 412-928-9370. And a little birdie just told me, Doran, who's going to start tonight for the Buccos. The starting pitcher. We finally got it. We'll tell the people coming up next. But first, I think I forgot this. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevy 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com today. High 94.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.